Hey y'all, what's up, what's up, what's up? Y'all already know who it is. I don't know why I keep introducing myself, but you know what? Sometimes I get new viewers, so I guess I do have to introduce myself. So y'all already know it's your girl Ash. Y'all have to forgive me with these little earbuds, y'all. They just really worked my last nerve. But anyway, y'all know it's your girl Ash, your favorite girl from the 504. Tapping back in with y'all tonight. I know. I got to do something with these earbuds. I know I was supposed to go live last night, but y'all, my baby had a band performance that I really absolutely forgot about, but that's okay. I'm here tonight, and guess what? I got some good stuff that we're talking about tonight, but y'all already know before I even jump into tonight's conversation, y'all already know what I do. Y'all know I always have to do my mental health check-ins because I need to know how everyone's doing. I need to know how you're feeling mentally. How are you feeling emotionally? It's Friday. It's the end of the week. How are you feeling today? So before I even jump into tonight's conversation, y'all already know what I do. Y'all know I video just something a little motivating, a little positive, because if you're feeling down, I definitely want to keep you encouraged. So before we jump into tonight's conversation, here's a little something, something that I always play for you.
I want to encourage somebody out there who's thinking about quitting and giving up. Somebody who has been praying for years for things to turn around. You're thinking about quitting. You're thinking about giving up. You are folding. You are caving in. This is for you.
You're in this storm and you're down on your knees and you're cold and you're weak and you feel like this is the end. You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
When you fail, try again and again and again. You just take one step at a time.
It's hard. But it's worth fighting, it's worth believing, it's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself, it's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up.
I love the sun, but things don't grow because of the sun. You have to have some rain. And you've got to stop looking at rain in your life as something bad. My greatest moments didn't come from my greatest moments. My greatest moments came from my greatest defeats, because it was during my defeat that I had to find a way to get back up.
You thought for 1 minute that you broke me. You got me twisted. I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally willed. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop running towards your dream. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Keep your head up. Stick your chest out. Continue to walk with pride. And know if it was easy, everybody would do it. It's not going to be easy, but we have what it takes. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. Don't say I'm having a bad day. Say I'm having a character building day. Don't look at night as darkness. Look at night as a new beginning.
All right, all right. Y'all already know. I always, like I said, I always have to do my mental health check-in. You know, when I did my show Tuesday night, that was my welcome back. That was me coming back into a safe space that I had created for myself. So hence, it's only right for me to make sure and ensure that I check on everyone's mental health. I have to make sure that you're good. You know, you never know what a person's going through. A person could be suffering in silence and don't have anyone to talk to. So I always want to make sure that I do my mental health check-ins every episode, because again, your mental is very important. We tend to sweep mental illness under the rug until it starts to knock at our front door. So again, I always make sure that everyone's doing good. So anyone that's tuned in, drop in the comments. Let me know how you're feeling. Like I said, today is Friday, the end of the week. Some people got paid. I know, I understand. Rent is due. Bills are due. I get it. But drop in the comments. Let me know how you're feeling. Let me know how your week has been, how your day was, how your minute was, how your second, how your hour was. Let your girl know. And y'all already know, at any given time, anytime you want to talk, y'all know my inbox is always open. Always open. I'm always here to help, to love, encourage, to empower, and uplift someone that may be in a dark space while still protecting myself on the back end. So, all right. Without further ado, let me just go ahead and jump into tonight's conversation. So before I even jump into it, I do want to say this. What I'm talking about tonight could be very triggering for a lot of people. And the reason I chose this conversation to address this topic is because April is Sexual Abuse Awareness Month. There are so many forgotten victims out here when it comes to sexual abuse. No one wants to talk about it. No one wants to address it. People want to pretend like it doesn't happen. But as a person that is familiar with this, it's only right that I address it. It's only right that I bring this topic to the forefront. Yes, it could be very uncomfortable. Yes, it could be traumatic. But I want to deal with it. I want to address it head on. I want to put it on the forefront. I want to continue to bring awareness to this. So, jumping into tonight's topic, women can be sexual predators too. I know a lot of people are like, what? But it happens. And it's always swept under the rug far, far, far too often. What I don't understand is, why is it always a double standard between men and women when it comes to sexual predatory behavior? Men are chastised. I'm not saying women are not. But to me, I think they go a little too lenient on women. And you have women out here that are having sexual relationships with children that are 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, sometimes younger than that. But no one ever wants to address it. So tonight, to kick off Sexual Abuse Awareness Month, it's only right that I address women can be sexual predators. Let me take a deep breath before I even jump into this, because some of the stories that I've read, some of the cases that I've seen, and it dates back a little further. We could go back as far as Mary Kay Letourneau, who was the teacher that started having sexual relationships with her student. She went to jail. No, I'm sorry. Let me back up. She got pregnant with the first child. She went to jail. She got out of jail, got pregnant with a second child. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe she started having a sexual relationship with this young man when he was 12. I want to say he was 12 and she was like in her 30s. So I want to know, why is this not talked about? Why is this not being addressed as we're seeing this happen far, far, far too often? Hey, sissy. Good to see you, honey. Girl, I'm trying to get these little earbuds together, babe. I don't know what's going on with them. I put some new ones in. I don't know. My ears are just a little too small. I don't know. Maybe I need to find some that fit my ear. But hey, sissy, it's good to see you. Happy Friday. I hope you're feeling good. I hope your mental is good. I hope your emotional, your spiritual, and your physical is good. So continuing on, women can be sexual predators too. Yes. I've spoken on this before because oftentimes men are the forgotten victims when it comes to sexual abuse. So as we jump on into the conversation, I want to show y'all this video of a middle school teacher who was arrested here in Houston for trying to have a sexual relationship with two middle school students. And then we're going to jump back into the conversation.
A former HISD middle school teacher is facing mounting legal troubles tonight. Destiny Hillsman is accused of having an inappropriate relationship with two female students. Andy Sirota has been digging through court papers all day, and he's live in our newsroom with what he's uncovered. Andy?
Danielle, Destiny Hillsman is no longer working at HISD's Holland Middle School. The 25-year-old educator is accused of having an inappropriate relationship with two girls, a 13 and 14-year-old. According to court papers, Hillsman kissed and texted both girls, telling the 14-year-old at one point that she was her soulmate. In her statements to police, Hillsman also telling investigators that she professed her love to the 13-year-old and bought her a ring so they could have matching ones, telling her in a text message, quote, "I'm always with you forever." Also, according to court papers, Hillsman believed the 13-year-old was, quote, her person, and that if anyone ever found out about the two of them, she would look bad because she's an adult and the 13-year-old is a child. Court papers also state that she sent the 14-year-old a text that read, quote, "You're a good kisser. Your kisses are passionate, and I honestly don't get that a lot." Another read, "I want you to chase me because you want to, not because I want you to." Hillsman was arrested and charged in October of last year. She also told investigators she made a mistake and is not a bad person, adding that in of the cases, she wasn't the only one to blame for the relationship. Live in the newsroom tonight, Andy Sirota, KPRC 2 News.
Y'all, let me say this. So when I saw this story, I was like, what in the hell are you thinking? These were this was a 13 and a 14-year-old, two children, one 13, one 14, that you're trying to pursue a sexual relationship with. Do you understand the mind frame of a 13 and a 14-year-old? Like, it's still developing. They are still coming into their own self. So for you to come and violate them the way that you did, you have a serious problem. And then you're telling her you believe she's your person. You bought her a ring. You're having these types of exchanges. She's a good kisser. You want her to chase you because she wants to. And then when you're caught, you say, "I'm not a bad person, and I'm not the only one in the situation." You're the adult, and that was a child, two children at that, that are not even old enough to make those types of decisions for themselves. So you are one sick individual, and this is what I mean when I say these types of conversations have to be had. I'm just, because we're seeing this far too often. These women pursuing relationships with underage kids. And then you're saying, "Oh, I'm in love with, we're in love." What the hell does a 12-year-old child know about being in love? To me, they know more. They're in love with video games and Roblox and Spider-Man. Mentally, they're not even ready for that. And you're violating them, and you're not thinking about the long-term effects that this is going to have on this child. Like, You are a sick individual for you to think that it's okay for you to be a 30-something-year-old woman or a 20-something-year-old woman trying to engage in a relationship with a 12 or 13-year-old child, whether it's a male or a female. I mean, you know, make it make sense to me. But again, women can be sexual predators too. A lot of people, women can be sexual predators too. A lot of people don't believe that. A lot of people don't want to have these conversations. They want to talk more about the men, but let's address, I'm addressing the women tonight. I'm addressing the women that engage in these in sexual predatory activities with underage children. And they're okay with it. They don't see anything wrong with that. Do you not, again, you're dealing with someone whose mind capacity, whose mind is not even much even stated that they're in love, let alone with a grown woman. And you're taking advantage of these children. You're robbing these children of being able to be children. You're forcing them to make adult decisions at 11. You're stealing the purity from these children. You're taking the joy from these children with your predatory behavior. But I really want to get into where does this even come from? Is it stemming from maybe they were once the victim, and so now the victim has now become the victimizer? I hope that's a word. That may not even really truly be a word, but these women, you're going and you're running with 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds. And for the life of me, I will never understand. And this goes for men too. But these women, sexual relationship with minors. And when I say minors, I mean 15, 14, 13, 12-year-olds. One story I came across, this teacher is pregnant by a 13-year-old boy and she's not going to jail. Why? Why are you not going to jail? But the men go to jail. Some women go, some women don't. I've seen cases where women have gotten probation. They only have to register. Some I've seen only have to register for a sex offender for a short amount of time. That needs to be a lifetime. We need to get newsletters about the women in our neighborhood that are sexual predators. Pedophile. I'm so sorry. Let me correct that. Are pedophile. I need the notification. Because while you're so busy focused on the man, when really it could be this woman over here that's looking to buy, that's watching your child. And is going over there, pretending to tutor your child, and is really violating your child. And it doesn't even have to be a teacher. It could be a family friend. So I'm saying all that to say, like, y'all really need to be mindful about who you have around your children and who you leave your children with. Because again, you're focused on if this man is going to violate your child, you need to be looking at the woman, at the women too. Because we're seeing this. Almost every other day, I'm seeing cases like this on the news. 28-year-old teacher pregnant by a 13-year-old student. It's on the news for a brief moment, then it's swept under the rug, then it's on to something else. you violators. Like, do you eat? So let me, matter of fact, let me just go ahead and jump into the next question, because that's where I'm going. So when it comes to predatory behavior, is it a double standard when it comes to men and women with regards to being predators? I'm going to say yeah, because a lot of the cases that I've looked at, let me post this real quick. So I can't remember the very website that I got. It said, so this is one statistic, and this was from 2023. It was updated, I want to say, March 13th of 2023. Women account for more than 30% of offenders when it comes to teacher-student misconduct cases. So you have more teachers, women teachers, 30%, okay, 30%. And again, this is as of March. This was updated, I want to say, March the 13th, 2023. So just a few weeks ago, women account for more than 30% of offenders in teacher-student misconduct cases, 30%. That's a lot. Then another statistic says women account for 43.6% of adults who admit to having forced sex with someone. So as much as these women sit and say, oh, he wanted it, it was a mutual. No. Somehow you had to, again, we're talking about a child that's 12 or 13 years old who still does not, whose brain is not even capable of functioning at a level like an adult. They still act in childlike behavior. But women account for 43.6%, again, of adults who admit to having forced someone to have sex. And that could be a woman forcing a man to have sex, or a woman forcing a woman to have sex. 43.6%. That's almost 50% of women. Almost 50% of women. And y'all think this is okay. And I go this way because growing up, I remember the men saluting boys, young boys that were 12, 13 years old, and were sleeping with grown women. You gave them pats on the back. It was almost like it was a badge of honor, when really you gave your child to a sexual predator. Because again, what do you as a 30-year-old woman want with a 12, 13-year-old child? What do you want? What is going on in your mind? This is a child that you're engaging in this type of activity. A child, not a grown man, a child. But again, men back in the day would pride boys by being able to have sex with grown women. He can't even mentally handle that. He can't even mentally, his mind can't even mentally handle that type of relationship. But again, men, y'all gave little boys a badge of honor. And you women went right along with it and you did it. as a grown woman, again, what do you want with a 12 or 13 year old child, 14 year old? What do you want with someone that's not your age? Now, I could see if you're 23 and he's 21, or if he's 20, or if he's, you're 25 and he's 23, 24. But what do you at 25 want with an 18 year old boy? Let alone 18, but 15, 11. I've seen some as young as 10. And it's sickening to me. It's a big, big, big problem. Hey, sissy. That's my girl, BB. Let me say this. Anyone that is looking for a personal assistant, go holler at Brittany Brown. Girl, don't, what is it? Be bright. Let me make sure I say it right. Put it in the comments. If you're looking for a personal assistant, someone to handle your emails, get your schedules together, go holler at my girl, Brittany. And she says, yes, it is. So going back again, when I saw this statistic, 43.6% women account with regards to adults admit to having forced someone to have sex. And it didn't say men or women, but it just says women account for 43.6% of adults. There go my baby. Hey, honey. I love you, babe. I hope you're having a good night at work. I love you, Putin, my sugar lip, my soon-to-be husband. But anyway, let me focus, babe. You be throwing me off. Anyway, let me get back to what I'm talking about. And I need to give me some new earbuds because these are killing. I don't know. My ears are too small. So another statistic that I found, it says the average age of a female child sex offender in the U.S., the United States, is between the ages of 26 and 36. Let me lean in a little closer. The average age of a female child sex offender in the United States is 26 to 36. Again, what are you doing with a child whose mental capacity cannot even handle this type of relationship? I just don't understand. Like, you have a sickness about yourself, but then again, you could have been the victim who's now become the victimized. You went from being the victim to now you're the monster. So now you want to inflict that you experience on someone else, on another person. And you're not even stopping to think about the long-term effects that this is going to have on this child. This child may grow up. So let's say it's a boy, a man, a young boy. He may grow up hating women because you violated him, because you took something, you robbed him of something so precious. You're not thinking about that. You're not thinking about the intensive therapy that this young man or this young woman is going to have to endure because of you. Because you decided that you wanted to act irrationally. And maybe I shouldn't say irrationally, because you wanted to act irresponsible. So you robbed them of their most precious gift. And now this child is going to be psychologically disabled because of you. And maybe I shouldn't say psychologically disabled. I need to find another word. Will have everlasting long-term effects. And may view women very differently. It may be hard for him to connect with his mother. It may be hard for him to connect with his sister. It may be hard to connect when it comes, when he gets older and he's eight and his mind is stable enough to handle adult relationships. He may have issues connecting with women. You know, if and when he has children, he may have difficulties connecting with his child because of what you did to him. And again, and these are not numbers that I just pulled out of my head. These are actual stats that say the average age of a female child sex offender in the United States is between the ages of 26 and 36. That's a lot. That's almost 50% of the women population in the United States. And we know that there's more women outpopulate the men. So if that percent, so again, let me jump back to this statistic. 43.6%. We outpopulate men. That's almost, again, that's almost half of the women in the United States who have admitted to having forced someone to have sex. Trigger warning, trigger warning, trigger warning, trigger warning. When I read this, y'all, it really truly made me sick in my stomach to know that not only do I have to watch myself, watch my children from men, but I got to watch you women too. I have to protect my children from you women too. I remember when I had this conversation with someone else, and it was the women that were saying, oh, women don't do this. Women don't do this. Yes, they do, ma'am. They do do this. I don't know why you think it's only men that are sexual predators. You have women out here that are doing this too and think it's okay. And they keep violating and violating and violating and violating until they're finally caught. Which takes me back to and when it slash women. I believe that it is. I wholeheartedly believe that it is a double standard when it comes to predators with regards to men and women. Men go to prison. I'm not saying women don't, but I've seen stories where women have violated and they've gotten probation. Again, there's a story. I think I have the video. A teacher who is pregnant by her 13-year-old student, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say that's here in Houston, and she's not going to jail. And the 13-year-old child's family is trying to get custody of the baby once the baby is born. Let me see if I have that video, y'all. Let me double check. I think I have that video. Let me see. Y'all been with, I think I okay, I didn't think I had the video, but let me jump into this video right here where Dr. Umar Johnson, a lot of y'all are very familiar, breaks down when it comes to molestation, why is it such an elephant in the room? So let's jump into this video and then I want to get back into the conversation because I got a lot to say. Let me take a deep breath because y'all know I get very emotional. Because we're supposed to protect our children, and somehow they still end up getting violated. And the women that get caught try to justify and say, oh, we're in love. He pursued me again. We're talking about a child that's 13 years old, 13, 14 years old, 12. He doesn't even know what love is. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand the capacity of love that you do as an adult. But you say he does. So let me drop this video and then I want to jump back into the meat and potatoes of this conversation.
There seems to be a humongous elephant in the room in regards to the Black community, thing called molestation, right? We're in denial about it. We don't want to acknowledge it. Is there anything realistically that can be done to minimize molestation? Because, man, it's just like,
yeah,
these kids are destroyed, and it seems like it's hard for them to bounce back from it.
Oh, it's very hard for them to bounce back. But here's why they can't bounce back. The time between trauma and treatment can be 40 years. If you got molested at 8 and you're going to see a therapist for the first time at 48, you see what I'm saying? The core beliefs that that trauma gave birth to in your consciousness, how are we going to get them out? You've been operating on those for 40 years. We can get them out, but it might take 40 years to get rid of them. You follow me? So one of the issues is the time between trauma and treatment. If we got them right after they got touched, oh, we could save them all. But if you ain't getting them till 20, 30 years after they've been molested, you can still save them, but it's going to be much tougher. The other problem is the society of silence. Sex abusers are expected to remain quiet, and their perpetrators can almost guarantee that they will be, because if I tell my mother my stepfather touched me, she got to get a divorce. I don't know if my mother will ever find a man who she loves like this. You follow me? So I'm going to bear this for the sake of my mom's happy. You see how that works? I don't want to tell my father his brother touched me. His brother? My father and his brother are best friends. That will kill him, and he's probably going to kill him. I can't afford my father to go to jail. You see that? So children always keep it inside to protect the innocence of the adults who they know are going to be forever impacted by that. So how do you stop a child from doing what they think is right for their parents? But if, let's go a step further. The number one risk factor for somebody becoming a child sex abuser is having been abused themselves. You know what the second risk is? Emotional abuse and abandonment. Let me tell you what I learned at my pre-doc. I learned that when a child is emotionally abused and abandoned, they have nobody. They need somebody. For a while, they use their toys, but the toys can't talk back, can't hug back, can't love back. So guess what? If I'm used to being abused and abandoned, right? Nobody has ever really spent time with me, poured into me. My mom is too into her career, my father into his new wife. I need somebody to love me like I love them, right? So my victim has to be somebody who can't do what? Refuse my advances. I can't afford any more rejection. I can't afford any more abandonment. So I got to find a victim who can reciprocate, but who is totally under my control. That's why the 12-year-old gets the 5-year-old. That's why the 15-year-old gets the 8-year-old, because they are too young to say no. They are too young to go tell. They are too young to resist intimidation. And this is why child sex abuse begins in childhood. If we don't give Black children the love that they need when they are children, they will try to vicariously take it from another younger child when they get older. Pedophilia, child pedophilia, even adult, but we're talking children, at a certain level, can be viewed as a drastic attempt to force a loving relationship with someone who cannot refuse me because I never had a loving relationship with my parents who did refuse me.
Let me take a deep breath on that. Let me just take a deep breath. Give me about 10 seconds. Because what Dr. Umar said hit the nail on the head. As I stated, the victim becomes the abuser. And they do this because, again, like I stated, they themselves have been touched. But he went a step further, abandonment. Hence, this is why these teachers pray, or these women pray on these young boys, because these little boys are not going to tell them no. And a lot of these little boys are missing out on something at home. So they look to these teachers as mother figures. Hence, they get comfortable with them. And then the woman violates. And I'm not speaking just about teachers. I want to talk about your mother's friends, your sister's female friends. This is where it stems from. And then Dr. Umar, he said something very pivotal. The trauma to the treatment is far and few in between. The distance between the trauma and the treatment. My sister says 100. Absolutely, because we've been conditioned not to say anything, because they're not going to believe you anyway. That's what the abuser is telling the victim. No one's going to believe you. Who do you think they're going to believe, me or you? So this child is forced to continue to endure the abuse, the manipulation, all for the satisfaction of the abuse. Let me take a step. Because that's heavy. That's tough. From trauma to treatment, the distance between the two. The manipulation, again, that comes along with the abuse. Again, these children are not going to say no. And I'm going to say, 75% of the time, it happens by someone you know, someone you trust with your child. I remember I hosted a room, y'all, on Clubhouse last year. And about 600 people came in that room. I was speaking about sexual abuse, women being the predator. And some of the men that shared their stories, very devastating. There was a young man who was violated by his mother's friend. I think he said for like 3-4 years. And so as he got older, he said, I became hypersexual. Like, one woman was never enough for me. And he said he couldn't understand why, because that was the part of his life that he had blocked out. And coming in my space was the very first time he had shared his story. And I wanted to hug him so bad, because this was done by a woman that was his mother's best friend, a woman that his mother trusted, you know, entrusted him with her, and she violated him. And that's what I mean when I, you know, when I say, or like what Dr. Umar was saying, the distance between the trauma and the treatment. Why? Maybe I shouldn't ask why. Continuously, but you know, I am. Why? These boys being violated by women. Hey, hey, Nutty P. What's good, Unk? What's good, Unk? That's my boy, Nutty P. What's good, baby? Good to see you. So, again, I'm going to double back to this. Is it a double standard? Y'all let me know. Drop in the comments. Do you feel like it's a double standard when it comes to men or women predators? Or better yet, let's go here. Well, yeah, you know what? Let's stay right there. Y'all let me know. Drop in the comments. Let me know. Do you feel like it is a double standard when it comes to men or women sexual predators? Do you feel like there's a bias when it comes to that? Do you feel like... So Nutty P says, same here. This is a topic needed to be talked about. Absolutely. And I think a lot of people shy away from this is because it's women. And a lot of people, excuse me, when you think of sexual predators, they always think of men. Because that's what society wants you to think and believe, that only men are predators, when it's women out here. Nutty say, yeah, it's a double standard. Absolutely. Because Nutty, let me put the statistic back up. And again, this was updated, I want to say March the 13th of this year. It says, here you go. Women account for 43.6% of adults who admit to having forced someone to have sex. 43.6% of adults, women. Just look at that first line. Women account for 43.6% of adults. Again, we all know women outpopulate the men. So if 43.6% of women account for adults who admit to having forced someone to have sex, that's almost 50% of the women in the United, and this is United States. And then the age range, I'm circling back. The average age of a female child sex offender is between the ages of 26 and 36, and that's here in the United States. So again, if we make up 43.6%, and the average is between the ages of 26 and 36, I wonder what the numbers are from 18 to 25. I wonder what the stats are on that. I need to look into that. I should have looked into that. Not as easy. Absolutely. Again, we as women, we out rank men when it comes with regards to population. There's more women in the world than it is men. So for 43.6% of women to account for adults that have forced sexual relationships, what's going on with the other 56%? And again, this was updated March 13 of this year. So again, these aren't stats that I'm just making up. Then I'm gonna spin the block one more time. Women account for more than 30% of offenders when it comes to teacher-student misconduct cases. And I should have looked at what is the percentage of women that are teachers. And that would really zero in and hone, let me say, that would really hone into the number of teachers that are involved in teacher-student misconduct cases. This is what we see. I've seen cases where women are on social media and they're Snapchatting and they're going to meet with 12 and 13 and 14-year-old boys. I remember, what's her name? Pamela Smart. Do y'all remember that? That's, excuse me, y'all, some years back. But Pamela Smart was a school teacher who started engaging in sexual relationships with her students, who she eventually coerced into killing her husband. So again, these types of student-teacher misconduct cases didn't just start yesterday or last year. If I'm not mistaken, I want to believe Pamela Smart, I want to say this was in the early 90s. But again, it was swept under the rug. The only reason it made the news is because she coerced those students to kill her husband. And then it wasn't talked about anymore. And then we see it again. And then it's not talked about anymore until another story pops up. So you women or parents, you need to start protecting your children from these women, because now these women are violating your children. Stop being so quick to allow your children to go to Miss So-and-so's house, because Miss So-and-so could really truly be violating your child. And your child is not telling you because fear, because they know what mama's gonna do if mama finds out that Miss So-and-so has violated you. And that's a child's worst fear, is to be separated from their parents, mother, father, mother and father, you know. That's a child's worst fear. So Nutty says, it happened to one of my friends in high school. She ran off with him to Mexico. That's what I mean. Sick. My sister says, wow, right. So it's like this. Again, I was flabbergasted. Like, let me tell y'all. So as I was prepping for this show, and I'm sitting down and I'm doing my research, because you guys know anytime I do a show, I always want to bring facts. I want to bring stats. I want to bring your numbers, because you can argue with people all day, but you can never argue with numbers. And as I'm looking and I'm looking at all these cases, and it's a lot of cases, y'all, women violating young boys and girls. They're violating girls, but not so much. No, let me back up. They're violating boys and not so much girls. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because I did show y'all the video where the teacher here in Houston who was trying to pursue a 13 and a 14-year-old was texting him, kissing him, bought one of the girls a ring, told her she was her person, and she kisses ever so passionately, but then wanted to place the blame on the student. You're the adult. You know what you're doing. A child that's 13 or 14 years old does not know what the hell they're doing when it comes to sex. They don't understand it. Their mind cannot comprehend that right now. So you're violating them. You're robbing them of their pureness because you're hurt. So you want to inflict this pain on someone else because you want someone else to hurt. And like Dr. Umar said, the biggest issue and why these issues don't get resolved is the distance between the trauma and the treatment. We're not taking, when our children come to us and say, Miss So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so has touched me. Back in the day, men used to salute the boys that got a piece from the lady down the block who was 20-something years old and he's 15. You men used to celebrate that. That was a celebratory event because y'all celebrated that by saying this 15-year-old boy is now a man because he didn't got his first piece from the 30-year-old woman down the street. And you're not realizing the long-term effects that this has on this young man as he gets older. Again, he may have issues with relationships. He may not trust women. He may become hypersexual and start to have multiple babies from here and there because he's trying to satisfy himself. Because when I was talking to these young men, a lot of them were saying that they became hypersexual. Oh, snap, there go my brother. What's up? Let's get a GA. What's up, brother? Let me say this. If anybody's into video games and basketball, y'all go tap in with my boy. Let's get a GA. He does all the basketball simulation. NBA live simulations. It's amazing. I've jumped in and I've seen a few of his lives. Love him. He does great work. Y'all connect with my brother. Let's get it, GA. So my sis Jewel says the teachers are not much older than the high school student these days. Right. These teachers are 22, 23 years old and they're teaching 17 and 18 year olds. And then I'm so glad you said that, sis, because I never victim shame, but I want to address how teachers dress when they go to school. Let me remove this banner out the way. I look at how some of these teachers go to school because, again, I still have a child that's in middle school. And even when my two oldest were in high school, these teachers don't dress the way we used with that when we were in school. See, teachers dress like teachers. The women dress like women and the men dress like men. They can't, the men had on a nice shirt with a nice tie, a nice slack, nice shoe. The teachers came, they had dresses that came down to their feet, you know, past their knees. They dress like women. But I look at some of these teachers, and y'all literally throw yourselves at these high school kids. You come dressed like you're going to the club, like you getting ready to go hit the after five, the happy hour at five. I look at that. You women don't dress like women anymore. And some of these boys that are 16, 17, maybe 15, start feeling themselves. as what the old folks used to say, they start smelling themselves. They become curious. And you pursue this. You know they don't have the mind capacity to handle that. And you pursue. You lure them in, you make them feel comfortable with you, and then you attack. You violate. But again, I'm addressing women. So for everyone that's tuning in, this is tonight's conversation. Women could be sexual predators too. We see this far too often now. We see the story in the news, we hear about it. But no one ever sits down to have the conversation. And again, April is Sexual Abuse Awareness Month. So this is kicking it off, tonight's conversation. I remember when it was safe. I remember that. But again, a lot of people don't believe women could be sexual predators too. We see it. We hear about it. I played a video for you of the teacher here in Houston. Pamela Smart, Mary Kay Letourneau. All engaged in sexual relationships with boys starting at the age of 11 and 12. Well, in Pamela Smart's case, I believe he was like 16 when she started having, I want to say he was like 15, 16. But Mary Kay Letourneau started engaging with this young man when he was what? 11, 12 years old? She had two babies. So again, this didn't just start happening yesterday. This has been going on for years, but again, y'all don't want to address it because that doesn't fit the narrative of society that women are that women can't be sexual predators. Yes, they can. Yeah, they can. There's multiple cases out there. I got another clip for y'all. Another clip. Y'all know I come with clips because I still want to continue on with this conversation. Here's another teacher-student relationship. Here we go.
20-year-old Ayanna Davis, a substitute teacher at Lakeland High School, is now out of a job facing serious charges. She's accused of having sex with one of her male students, who deputies say is 16 years old or younger.
You're a teacher. You're supposed to teach. You're not supposed to be getting involved with these students like that.
The investigation began back on December 3rd when a student told a school resource officer about a video on Snapchat showing Davis and another student having sex. According to the affidavit, the male victim sent the video to a large number of Lakeland High School football players. When investigators interviewed Davis, she admitted she and the male student had sex at least four times, twice at her home and twice at the student's home, while his parents were asleep upstairs.
Like, girl, what is wrong with you? Did you burn through your last five brain cells? So she's locked up in the county jail, and I anticipate that's where she'll spend Christmas eating turkey off of a loaf.
When investigators confronted the victim, he initially denied ever having sex with Davis before admitting the two had sex four times. In interviews, he says he initiated the relationship when he randomly walked up to her one day. He tells police at first the two just liked each other, but says the relationship turned sexual on October 10th after a football game. As of right now, police are still working to track down a copy of this Snapchat video.
We certainly would like for someone to turn it over to us. We know there are copies out there, but they deny it. However, we've talked to multiple witnesses that saw it. So we believe our witnesses.
In a statement, Polk County School Superintendent Frederick Hyde says in part, quote, "We expect substitute teachers to uphold the same high standards of conduct and professionalism as our full-time educators." Going on to say the charges against this person are disgraceful and a complete violation of the trust that teachers build with their students.
So you post this on Snapchat. You engaged with multiple students. Multiple students. Baby, when I tell you, it's some sick individuals in this world. Sick individual. You mean tell me Nutty says Nutty was like, what the hell? Absolutely. Let me decompress for a moment. Because, baby, I wish you would. I wish you would. Because I don't have a problem with going to prison behind mine. But again, this is a conversation that needs to continuously happen because this is happening far too often. We are seeing, and y'all, I'm getting upset because y'all don't feel like women could be sexual predators, and they can. Y'all do just refuse to believe that women could do these things, and they can. I showed y'all the statistics. 43.6% of women account for having forced someone to have sex. Women. I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about the women. Because it's time for the women to be addressed for the things that they do. They violate children. I'll address the men at a later date, but right now I want to focus on the women because we don't have these conversations. You want to know why we don't have these conversations? Because a lot of people don't believe that women are capable of doing things like this. Yes, men do it, but women do it too. Do I feel like it's a double standard when it comes to men and women with regards to being sexual predators? Absolutely. Because we know men are going to get convicted to the highest extent of the law. And then you have some women who get a slap on the wrist. They're 30-something years old, having sex with a 13-year-old child, and nothing happens. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Nothing. So let's get it. GA says, sis, please don't promote me. Oh. He said, I'm putting your link into my Discord and bring more people to you and your platform. Thank you so much for giving us Black men a voice. Love you very much. I love you too. But any love shown to me is going to always be given in return. That's why anytime I see someone with phenomenal things, I always want to give you your flowers. I always want to celebrate you in my space as well. You know, yes. This is my podcast, but I want to give someone else their flowers too. I want to recognize someone else on my platform. So that's why I do what I do. And I get it. You don't want me to promote you, but you do beautiful things. So I definitely want to give you your flowers. I definitely want to give you your accolades. You always come through. You always come and show me love. You support me and my movement and my journey. So I give that back to you in return, brother. Much love. I promise. Much, much love. So Malcolm says, it happened to Donnie McClurkin. Men and women did it to him, and it was his church folk. And that's what I'm talking about right there. We need to start in spaces that are safe for our children to come and talk to us when if something like this were to ever happen. We don't, and I want to say that's another part of the problem, is our children don't feel safe with us. They don't feel comfortable with talking to us about what's going on for fear that we're not going to believe them when they say, Miss So-and-so has touched me, or Mr. So-and-so has touched me. And they're scared. That's why I've had this conversation tonight. And again, April is Sexual Abuse Awareness Month. Hence, I have on the green shirt for sexual abuse awareness. My sister was a victim of sexual abuse. I have friends that have been violated by women. And I have to push this right up the ladder next to mental health. We don't talk about it. We don't address it. We don't bring awareness. We don't educate our children on what they need to look for with regards to sexual abuse, because the red flags are there. So we need to educate ourselves. So therefore, we can educate our children so our children can be aware of what's appropriate and what's inappropriate behavior. This is part of why, let me say this. This is why I don't like for people to hug on my children, male or female. I really don't like you hugging on my, if I don't have some type of trust in you and I know your background, I don't want you hugging my children. Because I've seen situations where people have hugged children inappropriately. I've seen situations where parents allow their children to sit, their young children to sit on grown people's laps. I've seen situations where parents have forced their children to hug loved ones and the child doesn't want to. So we have to stop doing that. I just want to throw that you know, FYI out there, you know. So Malcolm says, us as Black people always want to sweep it under the rug and then wonder why our kids are so messed up. Absolutely, because I played a video, Nutty, by Dr. Umar. And Dr. Umar says the issue is the distance between the trauma and the treatment. They don't get the help at the start of the problem. Sometimes it's 15, 20, 30 years from now where they're addressing the problem, where they want to seek therapy to get the help for the problem that happened 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. So I want to go here. And I want y'all to answer the question. When it comes to the victim, do you feel like male victims are treated differently from female victims? Drop in the comments, y'all, let me know, what do you think? Do you feel like male victims are treated differently from female victims? I'm gonna let y'all answer. And then I'll give you guys my comment on that, because they are. I remember when I did my show, was it last year? And I spoke on sexual abuse. And I talked about men being the forgotten victim. One guy that was on the video that I played said, It was a cousin. And he said he went and told the aunt, and the aunt told him he was lying. He didn't do that to you. And the aunt never spoke to him again after that. So the question remains, do you feel like male victims are treated differently from female victims? Do you feel like there's more compassion showed or more empathy showed to the female victims more so than the male victims? Do they show more love? And do they encourage healing more with females than they do males? Again, I say yes because I know men are looked at as they're supposed to be strong. They're supposed to be able to endure pain better than women, you know, because men are strong. So here we go. So Nutty says yes. He says when it's the female victims, the look. When it's the female victims, they look at the men as the scum of the earth. He said, on the other end, they make it seem like it's every boy's dream to have relations with their female teachers. I want to spin the block back on that. Let me leave this comment up here for just a moment because I want to spin the block back on that because I said that. Because in the black community, it was looked at as a badge of honor for a young boy to be 12 or 13 years old and get his, what they call it, his first piece at 12 or 13 years old with the 17 or 18 year old woman down the street. They celebrated that. That was almost like, I said, a badge of honor. Men were celebrating. You're a man now. I hear the conversations in the barbershop. Excuse me. Where men are saying, yeah, I remember I was 13 years old when I got my first piece. My uncles, yeah, they helped me. What? And looking back on that now, you contributed to the pureness taken from that boy. You celebrated. And don't get me wrong, y'all. I like Lil Boosie, but I couldn't get with the fact that you paid a stripper, a woman that you had sexual relationships with, to engage in sexual activity with your 12, was it his 12-year-old nephew and 13-year-old son? I know it was the nephew and the son. What can, I'm just not understanding. What can this 12-year-old, let me take a deep breath because I feel my anxiety just rising because I'm getting angry. Because if I would have known then what I know now, again, this was celebrated in the black community for a 12 or 13 year old boy to have sex with the 17, 18, 19 year old girl down the street. He became a man. In his uncle's eyes, he was a man. He was a man. At 12 years old, he's a man. That's what the uncles, the grandfathers, the fathers, they encourage that with their sons. Toxicity. You encourage this. You celebrated this. And did not, at one time, did you stop to think, what is this doing to my child? What will this do to my child? What has this done to my child? And then you wonder why your son, not all, and I'm not generalizing all black men, but some of them aren't satisfied with just one woman. And here they are creating broken homes along the way. Stop forcing these boys to be men before it's their time. I'm going to say that. So let's get it. GA posted a comment. He says, yes, male victims are treated differently than female victims. He say, I'm going through it now with my soon-to-be ex-wife. She put her hands on me and the police was called. Guess what? Nothing. I want you to hold on to that because I'm spinning the block on that topic because I'm going to bring that one back. I've spoken on it twice, domestic violence, but I'm going to spin the block on that one again. So you're not stopping to think of the long-term effects on your child. It's almost like let me speak on R. Kelly for just a moment. Although there was no money exchanged with the kids in our neighborhood, but it's like No, brother, no, you don't have to apologize. Because you're still a victim. You're still a victim that the law didn't take seriously. You're still a victim. But I definitely want you to hold on to that because I'm definitely spinning the block on that one. Because, baby, I done seen some stories, and I definitely want to address that. So let me touch on R. Kelly for just a moment because you have these parents that took their children to this man. And that's like the uncles and the grandfathers and the fathers that celebrated their 12 or 13-year-old sons having sex with the 18 or 19-year-old woman down the street. You're allowing someone to steal your child's innocence. To prove what? That's right. I forgot they say you're not a man till you get your first piece. That's what they told these boys. And when I had this space, when I had this room on Clubhouse, I heard that men say, my uncles told me I wasn't a man till I got a piece. One young man said, I'm 14 years old. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I just knew where to put. But this is what they celebrate. You're allowing your child to be victimized. Why? Stop telling your son he's a man when he gets his first piece. No, that you know what? Let me say this, because baby, I feel my pressure rising. Sex does not equate to manhood. Stop fucking telling your children that. Let me wake this shit up real quick. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know how I get. But let me wake this shit up real quick. Stop equating sex to becoming a man. stop doing that. Stop normalizing that bull. Stop normalizing that type of behavior, because sex does not make your son a man. To you women, stop manipulating these little boys. Go get you some help. Go get you some therapy. Because all you're doing is you're passing on that energy. You're passing that trauma energy on to someone else, who in tune may pass that energy on to someone else and may go and violate someone else. And it becomes a cycle of pain and trauma. That's what it comes down to. A vicious cycle of pain and trauma. And like Dr. Umar says, what makes it even worse is the distance between the trauma and the truth. It's a lot of stuff we got to stop normalizing. And this is one of them. Stop normalizing predatory behavior, sexual predatory behavior, and equating that to a boy's manhood. Stop that. It happens in our community far too often. And no one stops to think of the long-term effects that it has on the child. Sexual abuse prevention. What can we do? Y'all let me know, drop in a comment. What can we do as a collective when it comes to sexual abuse prevention? We need to sit down and we need to have these conversations with our children. We need to show them proper and improper forms of, I know the word, my mind just literally went blank, when it comes to relationships. Let me say that. Appropriate and inappropriate relationships. What's appropriate and what's inappropriate? I think it's inappropriate for you to allow your children to sit on grown people's laps. I think that's inappropriate. Allowing your child, or encouraging your child at 12 or 13 years old, that it's okay to go have sex with the woman that's 19, 20, 22 years old. Parents, you need to start paying attention to your children. Because when things are going wrong, their behavior changes. And a lot of us as parents overlook those signs. I just have to step back and just breathe for a minute. Let me just. Because these boys don't even get to be boys anymore. These predators are no longer allowing our boys to be boys anymore. They're forcing them to be men. And they're not ready for that. You're robbing them of their pureness. You're taking away some, you're robbing them of the most precious gift that they may want to give to their wife. And you've taken that from them. You've taken that from them. Success facts. Because a stiff don't have no mind. I'm telling you. Stop condoning. Co-signing. Predatory behavior. Because to me, you're just as sick as the predator. For you to even encourage behavior like this, I'm just going to go on and say it. You may need to get some therapy. For you to encourage this type of behavior. For you to say it's okay. For you to normalize. For you to equate sex to being a man. And we see day in and day out. To you teachers, not necessarily teachers, but to you women that feel like it's okay to engage in predatory behavior because you're a predator, you're an animal, you're a monster. To think it's normal to lay down and have sexual and engage in sexual relations with a 12, 13, 14 year old child. You need to go get some treatment. You need some intense therapy because the root of your problem needs to be plucked. And I'm not saying it always happens, but a good portion of the time, the victim becomes the monster. If I could go back to R. Kelly for just a moment. R. Kelly's sister violated him, violated his brother. So in tune, R. Kelly went from being the victim to the abuser. He did. Because as I'm going to keep saying this, there was no treatment for his trauma. So he carried his pain and inflicted that pain on other people. The parents played a part in that as well. Let's not leave them out. Because again, why are you taking your 14, 15-year-old child to the house of a man that's 30, 40 years old? Why? But no one wants to address that. No one wants to address that. Again. Again, 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 and again. When are we going to start protecting our boys? When are we going to start being empathetic to our boys the way we are to our girls? Our sons need protection too. Excuse me. Our boys deserve just as much empathy and compassion as our girls. Nutty says, letting their daughters travel by themselves to a grown-ass man's house. Absolutely. Because a lot of people, and I'm going to double back to R. Kelly for just a moment. Y'all were so focused on the female victims, you forgot about the two men that testified. Yeah. It was two. They were boys at the time, but they're men now that testified. against R. Kelly and said R. Kelly violated them. Prime example when I say, is there a bias when it comes to the female and male victims? When they did these documentaries, you left the men out because it was two. It was two. Names never mentioned. All they said, two men testified. Let me roll into my final thoughts. Let me take a deep breath first. Let me decompress. Give me about 10 seconds because I want to take tonight's conversation in while I get my final thoughts. I want to say this to my men. You don't have to suffer alone. To hell with what society says. You get victimized as well. And no one bats an eye. I'm going to say this and I'm going to keep saying this. We need to start showing the same empathy to our men the same way we love and pour into our women, our girls, you know. That needs to happen. We need to create safe spaces for our boys to come and have these conversations with us because we disregard and disparage their feelings, like as if they don't matter. And they're always forgotten. No one ever stops to think about the male victims. Well, I stopped to think about you tonight. And I'm going to continue to think about you. I'm going to continue to pour into you. I'm going to continue to love on you because you deserve the same empathy and love that we give our girls when they're violated. There's a whole Me Too movement. But what about a movement for the men? We have some men that are sexually abused. We don't have a Me Too movement for them. Why not? Are women thought more highly of than men? Why is there not documentaries and shows for men? Why is there not a Me Too movement for men? Men are sexual abuse survivors as well. I had 600 of them in my space. So to you men, I love you. I pray for you. I love you. I encourage you that if you are a victim of sexual abuse, please don't be afraid to talk about it. That does not make you less of a man, regardless of what the hell society has put out in the universe and all these fools continue to believe. But if you've been victimized, I encourage you, go get help for that. I encourage you to heal. I encourage that. Address the issue. And I also say, We need to give the same empathy and compassion to our men that we give to our girls, to our boys. We need to stop encouraging predatory behavior. Stop normalizing that shit. That's not normal. That is not normal for a 12-year-old boy to be having sexual relationships with a 30-year-old woman. Stop celebrating that. Stop putting that up like that's a badge of honor, because it's sickening. It's absolutely disgusting. And anybody that co-signs on that, you need to have your ass in somebody's therapy too. And I'm talking to the uncles. I'm talking to the grandfathers. I'm talking to the fathers that encourage this type of behavior. And to you women that are out here violating these boys, you need to get some help. You need to get to the root of your problem and figure out why you feel like it's okay for you to engage in sexual activity with a child under the age of 17. Hell, even at 18, he not ready. You need some intense therapy. You need some help. And I'm going to say this. I really feel like men that do that engage in predatory behavior, that get punished to the fullest extent of the law, I think that needs to be held across the board when it comes to women that are sexual predators. If men are getting 15 and 20 years for violating girls, you need to let these women get locked up for 15, 20 years for violating boys. That shit needs to be equal across the board. It needs to be equal justice on both sides. That is my final thought. Tell you really, really, really pondered over this conversation, because it's triggering to people. But I want men to know that there are people out here that love and genuinely care about you. There are people out here that don't uphold predatory behavior, regardless of the sex, male or female. Again, to you women, I hope you get some help and stop inflicting your pain and trauma onto somebody else. All because you want to have a sense of control. All because you don't want to hurt alone. You want someone else to hurt with you. You need to get you some help. Whew. So, next week's topic is going to be about women. You'll need to stop running away these good men with your selfishness. Yeah. I'm waking up some topic. I'll probably be called a pick me after next week, but I don't care. Doesn't matter. But yeah, next Tuesday, we're going to be talking about women running away good men with their selfishness. I'm excited about this conversation. Y'all know this is my favorite. But y'all already know, you can always check in with Black Girl Interrupted every Tuesday, every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Black Girl Interrupted. I am on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You could catch me streaming live on YouTube. You could also catch the replays on Spreaker. You could catch me on Apple, Google. I'm on all the streaming platforms. Again, if you want to be a guest on Black Girl Interrupted, please don't forget to send me an email. I have the email up on your screen, blackgirlinterrupted1@gmail.com. Again, please allow 24 to 72 hours for a response. If there's a topic that you want me to bring to the table, something you feel like you want your girl to talk about, shoot me an email right there, blackgirlinterrupted1@gmail.com. Also, don't forget, check out my website, www.blackgirlinterruptedpodcast.com. I will be posting weekly shows, any updates or events that I may have coming up, I will be posting to the website. What else can I say? I always show y'all some love. Again, I want to say thank you guys for always coming out, for always showing love, for always supporting me, for continuing to walk with me on my journey to healing, allowing me to be transparent in my spaces, just the love and the support and the encouragement and everything that y'all show me day in and day out, every episode, even when I'm not doing a show, just the love that y'all give me is absolutely appreciated. Again, don't forget, I'm live every Tuesday, every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Not specific, y'all, but Pacific Time. Again, if you want to be a guest, shoot me an email to blackgirlinterrupted1@gmail.com. Also, again, to keep up with any upcoming events that I may have, there's the link to the website down at the bottom. It is www.blackgirlinterruptedpodcast.com. So on that note, I do want to say I love y'all. Again, happy Friday. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Whatever has bothered you today, leave it on today and focus on tomorrow, because tomorrow gives you another chance to start over and reset. And on that note, I love y'all. I love y'all. And I'll see y'all Tuesday night. Enjoy your weekend and stay safe, y'all. Bye.